Well, hello people. Now this video is definitely brought to you by Peroni. It's kind of funny because I've sank quite a few Peronis, and yet this is a very sober thought. Now we all know the tragedy of that sub that went down that wasn't made very well and actually imploded with the pressure of the ocean and killed all the people aboard. It was a very tragic accident that didn't really need to happen. Now, maybe I'm wrong in this, but a lot of femons seem to use anything at all just to grab attention, even tragedy. Now, there was a man and a son that lost their lives in that sub, but now the man's wife has made a story in the paper about how she's coping and how difficult it is. Of course, she was paid for the story, and the story is generally about her. She's actually still has a life, where her husband and their son doesn't. But she kind of makes the article all about her. But you see this a lot with femons, don't you? Because they have to come out the victim, even when they're clearly not. But it repeats itself a lot. Take a look at Bruce Willis. A tragic thing to happen. And of course it must be devastating for him. But his wife keeps on coming out with stories how difficult it is for her. She doesn't even have the condition. And I'm sure Bruce Willis would just like to disappear and fade away. Let's just show the man some respect and privacy. But his wife has made quite a few statements and some pictures at how difficult it is dealing with it. Of course, it must be very easy for Bruce Willis. Not. So what type of person is it that uses somebody else's tragedy to draw attention to themselves? Of course, another terrible tragedy is Schumacher. And of course his wife is controlling everything and all the information about Schumacher. And she can only do this because of the amount of money Schumacher was worth. And I think most of us actually know that Schumacher has not done very well. Because if it's any really good news, we would have known about it by now. So is his wife trying to preserve the memory of Schumacher? But the problem is, if nobody believes it, how does that work? And why does the secrecy continue? Maybe something else is being protected other than Schumacher. Nobody will forget who he is and what he achieved. I put the news item link to the sub implosion, and just let me know what you think, guys. Femons seem to use every opportunity to grab some attention, to play the victim. I mean, is there nothing sacred anymore? Take it easy, fellas.